Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 12, The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. Text 133. E Mata Sabipuri Karila Shradana Sitala Nirmana Kaila Jena Nijamana. In this way, all the quarters of the Gundicha Temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind. Text 134. Pranalika chodi yadipani vahela nutananadi jena samudre nila. When the water from the different rooms was finally let out through the halls, it appeared as if new rivers were rushing out to meet the waters of the ocean. E mata pura dwarage patajata shakala shodilitaha keva nivikata. Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed, and no one could tell exactly how this was done. So before the Rath Yatra, first Lord Chaitanya took all his associates and cleansed the Gundicha temple, where Lord Jagannath was meant to stay for an entire week. And it is said that just as the heart is clean, or the mind is clean, all quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind. So yes, we see how Lord Chaitanya was getting ready to receive Lord Jagannath, and to take Lord Jagannath to his temporary residence, and how everything was being prepared for the Lord. Because in dealing with the Supreme Lord, nothing is casual. Everything is to be given full care and attention. The deity of Krishna is Krishna. He is not just a deity. And Rath Yatra is ultimately for the pleasure of Krishna, and not... And the devotees, they share in that pleasure. The more we are trying to make offerings for the pleasure of Krishna, the more the atmosphere becomes surcharged with ecstasy. One cannot. Order an ecstatic kirtan. And sometimes the devotees would be asked to perform on television, and then the producers wanted ecstasy, and tried to force them to dance in ecstasy. But ecstasy is not something one can force or one can act out. It comes when Krishna is very nicely taken care of, when we are serving him, Krishna is pleased. When the devotees are going out of their way, trying to make an offering to Krishna. So Rath Yatra is that. It is a huge offering for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. And everyone is partaking in that. And all our contributions are for that purpose. Coming from everywhere, from far, from all over South Africa, from all over the world. Dinabandhu has come again to Durban, and that very far forest of Vrindavan, he says. The forests of Vrindavan are called Van forest. And Dur means far. So Durban, right, is this forest that is far away. And Bhakti Mark Swami is just so full of transcendental energy that he's just sweeping of everyone. But, and just like an expert director who is directing a stage performance, these directors are known to be like driving people like anything, and Maharaj is doing all that, but it's all for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath, and makes the festival of Lord Jagannath more glorious, and the mercy of Lord Jagannath will spread. The Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath has been going on since the Satya Yuga, and is annually performed in Jagannath Puri. So that Rath Yatra has been going on and on and on. You cannot even say for thousands of years, for hundreds and thousands of years. And then, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Rath Yatra changed. It was something totally, totally different. Something totally different. And Rath Yatra after that was no longer the same. It became transformed. It is said when Lord Chaitanya made his tour of South India, after completing that tour, he met Ramananda Rai and he discussed what the topmost level of pure devotional service was. And ultimately, it came to the point where the mood of the residents of Vrindavan was being glorified. That mood of unalloyed pure devotional service, uninterrupted, 24 hours a day, all energy dedicated to that, and particularly the love of the gopis. And then Lord Chaitanya went to Jagannath Puri, and immediately the news spread so fast that within less than 2 weeks, all the devotees from Bengal were also in Puri, which was quite amazing. I mean, they walked. And they came there very, very, very fast and immediately started kirtan. And there's a description in Chaitanya Charitamrita, a chapter called the Beda Beda Kirtan Pastimes. And these kirtans were extraordinary because it was Prem Sankirtan. It wasn't just Sankirtan, it was Prem Sankirtan. It was kirtan full of transcendental ecstasy. And no one had seen anything like it. They were not announcing anything, but people came running from all over Jagannath Puri just to see that kirtan. They were just amazed. No one had ever seen such a kirtan. And that year, when it was time for Rath Yatra, the Lord was very eager. The Lord was very, very eager. It is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Jagannath couldn't wait to come out of his temple because he was very eager to see the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. In this way, the preparations for the Rath Yatra took place. Before the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, there had been Snan Yatra. And in the Snan Yatra festival, there was a scene where every year the queens of Maharaj Prataparuda were given a place on the roof of a building nearby. And that gave them a perfect view of the Snan Yatra. And this year the king told them they were not getting that place. So they were upset, quite upset. So this place will go to the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during the Snan Yatra, was dancing before Lord Jagannath. And the water was bouncing off Lord Jagannath as they were bathing the Lord. But the amazing thing was that there was more water coming from the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu than from the body of Jagannath. Just the tears shooting from his eyes produced more water than all the pots that were used for bathing Lord Jagannath. So everyone was just amazed. And Ratiyatra, in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took another dimension. Lord Chaitanya was dancing and jumping so high and then just crashing down to the ground, not considering how he was landing. Nityananda was catching him. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya's dancing at Ratiyatra was capturing the mind of everyone. No one had ever seen anything like that. Kavikarnapur, in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, is describing how later when Lord Chaitanya was no longer partaking in the Ratiyatras, that Maharaj Prataparuda felt totally lost in Ratiyatra. There was no more taste for him in Ratiyatra without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence. So our Ratiyatras are also representing the Ratiyatras of Lord Chaitanya, because that enthusiasm in Kirtan that came from him, that of course our Kirtans are not on that level as on the Kirtans of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are full of love for Krishna, but still somehow or other the devotees are performing kirtan, just relishing glorifying Krishna. Ordinary music wouldn't do it, wouldn't be the same, because it wouldn't bring eternal transcendental benefit. Therefore, it couldn't carry the same happiness. Beating of drums is fun, but when the beating at the same time cleanses the heart from lifetimes and lifetimes of karma, then that beating gets another dimension. It becomes something even more meaningful. And therefore everything about Ratiyatra is surcharged with real ecstasy, because we know it's just full of mercy. When Swami turns a cup of water and pours it right over your head, you can think, how fortunate am I? Right? Instead of getting other reactions. So in this way, the Ratiyatra is filled with mercy. And anyone who does anything in the Ratiyatra, any service, is sharing in that mercy, and therefore it is ecstatic. That makes it ecstatic. Knowing that we're all just getting all that mercy, that takes kirtan to another level. And that takes prasada to another level. It's not just sweets that are thrown from the cart. It's mercy. It's mercy. We saw how the Vaishnavas, who are conscious of this mercy, try to become vehicles of this mercy. I saw here in the Ratiyatras how Kavichandra Maharaj who was not like a great singer or a great dancer, but he was very merciful. So he was running up and down from the cart and just pulling fruits off and anything, and just making sure that the most destitute people were getting it everywhere, somehow or other. That sense of mercy is the spirit of Lord Jagannath, in the spirit of Lord Chaitanya. So we are now preparing to made sure that everything is nice, that our offerings are first class. Prabhupada describes how in his youth he was part of a drama performance. And he described how long they rehearsed for this drama and how he played Advaita Acharya and how much he had to rehearse for this particular drama. He said, but when he came on stage, people started crying. And in the, obviously it's a dramatic moment, but it brought tears to the audience's eyes because they had been rehearsing so long, it's like perfected it. Yes. And Srila Prabhupada describes, yes, such dramas must be performed by devotees. They cannot be performed by professional actors. No. No matter how expert they are, they would never be able to capture the devotional sentiments. Such dramas must be done as an offering of pure devotion. Deeply thinking of the personalities. These monkeys of Lord Ramachandra who were ready to risk their life. No problem. They were going into war, into battle. Right? And they're gonna face man-eaters, ravenous rakshasas, man-eaters. Who wants to fight with man-eaters? It's intense. And, but they were ready. They were ready to go. So this Rati Yatra gives us an opportunity to enter deep in our desire to glorify Krishna. A huge, colorful chariot, loud drumming, loud chanting, and everyone can hear the glory of the Lord. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord of the Universe, is coming. Who else? Yeah, who else is presiding over Durban in that way? What other celebrations are there in this city? Different ones, different festivals, but none of them is a victory march. None of them is actually that impressive. None of them have anything like it. And this huge chariot, all pulled by devotees, not engine powered, no, bhakti powered. Yeah. Bhakti powered. It just runs on devotion. That is the spirit of Rati Yatra. The chariot will not move an inch unless devotees will pull. Yes. And sometimes hard. And Jagannath plays with his devotees. Sometimes the chariot cannot move. Srila Prabhupada was in San Francisco when the first Rati Yatra in ISKCON was meant to take place. And at that time his health was not good, so he did not go himself. But the devotees went, and it was very simple. They did it on a truck, a flatbed truck, and on the back they built some sort of canopy, and three deities were facing three sides, and like that. And then the devotees came and described how in the middle of the Rati Yatra the engine stalled, and the vehicle wouldn't move, and the police was getting agitated, move, move, but it wouldn't move. The Prabhupada said, just like in the Puri Rati Yatra, where at one point the chariot would not move. It would not move. And Maharaj Prataparuda had put big wrestlers to pull the chariot. It wouldn't move. He put elephants. It wouldn't move. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went to the back of the chariot,
pushed it a little with his head, and the chariot immediately started to roll down the road, and the ropes were lying in the hands of the devotees. They didn't even have to pull anymore. It's just rolling. Just the transcendental desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Take Krishna to Vrindavan now. Take him back. Because Vrindavan is the only place where Krishna can be happy. And Vrindavan is the place that is meant entirely for Krishna's service. Everything is Vrindavan. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described how Lord Chaitanya says, for most people, the heart and the mind are one. And whatever is in the heart, that will become the focus of the mind. He says, but my mind is Vrindavan. And since you like Vrindavan, speaking like in the mood of Radharani to Krishna, then why don't you place your lotus feet there? That will be my greatest satisfaction. Because Vrindavan is designed for the pleasure, for the pleasure of Krishna. Everything everything in Vrindavan is an arrangement for the pleasure of Krishna. The breezes, the birds, the trees, the flowers, the Yamuna, all for the pleasure of Krishna. So, in this way, we can recreate Vrindavan by putting on this festival for the pleasure of Krishna and trying to first of all, make everything first class, just like the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. Make it first class for the Lord. Everything the best. And then in the mood of Lord Chaitanya, just sharing that mercy. These Ratiyatras are incredible, concentrated events of mercy, of the pure conclusions of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that have been brought to us in Parampara will be there in different forms. Like our Dina Bandhu will share with us all those years that he searched out the holy places in Vrindavan. Yes. And because of so many years of going there and painstakingly, I remember painstakingly reading different books and trying to find out another place. And in this way, now he's come to Durban to bring us this gift. In this way, in so many ways, the devotees will contribute. Some will cook, some will stay up practically all night. Hundreds of fires here next to the temple will be there, where devotees will be cooking all night, so that hundreds and thousands are getting prasadam. All that endeavor will surely attract the mercy of Krishna, undoubtedly. So it is wonderful that we can be part of this and somehow or other make it happen. So the cleansing of the heart comes from our service attitude. And that is the essence of Radha Yatra, the service attitude. Just, if we come to Radha Yatra in that spirit of service attitude, yes, then the ecstasy of this Radha Yatra will become more and more manifest. Okay, I'll stop. Any questions? Any comments?
Can you guys help me in the separation with the Lord and the Guruji Jagannath? I'm always about present in the world. I guess that's how I was sort of stuck. When our spiritual master is visiting, in the presence of the spiritual master, I'm really excited. I'm full of joy, full of service. And soon after the spiritual master leaves to go some other place, this excitement, this ecstasy sort of dwindles down, and then we go back to our normal everyday lives. What could we do to sort of keep this mood up like that when the spiritual master is not present?
Okay. So I hope everyone got the gist of the question. The gist of the question is basically that in the presence of the spiritual master, we feel inspired, and in the absence of the spiritual master, we are gradually losing our enthusiasm. What can we do? When the spiritual master is present, then there's a lot of opportunity to receive direct mercy. And when all these spiritual masters are present, because the spiritual master is not one, Vande Gurun Isabhaktan is the first words of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, worshipping the spiritual masters. There are many. And the devotees of the Lord. So we get so much inspiration. We're receiving a lot. When we are in the absence of the spiritual master, at that time, our connection comes in trying to serve the spiritual master. In his presence, we can sit at his feet and we can just relish. In his absence, by connecting to his, in service to his instructions, connecting to his instructions means to serve according to his instructions. So through service, we are connecting, and then the inspiration will remain strong if we always are connecting in service. So yes, in the absence of the spiritual master, we should start thinking, what service could I do for him? What could I do that would really please him? Something I should do. Something extra I should do. I know very... By hearing from the spiritual master, one knows very well what is pleasing to the spiritual master. And ultimately, you know, what is the desire of the spiritual master? It's not like a big mystery. Because the spiritual master wants to see that every living entity in this entire universe receives the mercy of Krishna. So somehow or other that we support that mission in some way or other. So if we do some service like that, then immediately we feel very connected and very enlivened. Even in his physical absence, there is no absence. And I remember in one devotee being described in the Lilamrita, who was in New Vrindavan. And at that time when Prabhupada arrived, they took him over that dirt road and they were carrying Prabhupada in a palanquin. And there were many, it was going towards the evening, there were many devotees with torches. And one devotee was feeling, oh, I'm far from Prabhupada. I want to get close and push through the crowd to be right next to Prabhupada and then feel, but I'm still far away. Yeah. still far away, because one comes close to the spiritual master in service and not in physical proximity. One devotee said, Prabhupada, I want to always stay at your lotus feet. And Prabhupada said, that will be difficult because my feet are always moving. So, meaning to say, yes, ultimately, we have to do some service. That's where the connection lies. Okay, speak loud, Mother.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, please make a comment in regard to.
Not easy to be in the absence of spiritual master.
Oh.
Okay. Then you'll wait for the microphone. But of course, Mother Mangal has a special situation. I mean, his question came a little bit from absence from the spiritual master while he's still present on the planet. So sometimes experience is absence and sometimes is presence. Whereas you are facing, that your spiritual master has disappeared. So you have a more intense sense of absence.
The way I get that happiness is that I'm always trying to meditate thinking, what is the spiritual master doing now? Is he seeing me? And if he is seeing me, I want to see his smiling face and the service that I'm doing, and I want to know that I'm pleasing him. So when I think like that, takes me out of that.
Always thinking, what is my spiritual master doing now? Is he seeing me? And I would like him to smile upon the service.
To know that he's
pleased. To know that he's
pleased.
With you.
Can I just suggest?
Yes.
Another thing I wanted to ask you is like a comment to say. The night before last, I had a dream of Lord Jagannath. I never had a dream of Lord Jagannath. And somebody told me somebody was taken to the temple. I put him on the head, I took him to the temple. So what I want to know is that the first part of the question is, when we dream of Krishna, is he really present there? Or is it just our subconscious that seems to be about Krishna?
Okay.
And secondly, if he was there, why would he not go to the temple if he's always in the temple?
Okay. Mother Mangal had a dream, and in the dream, it was a dream of Lord Jagannath, and a few days ago, and he was. Lord Jagannath wanted to go to the temple, and he carried Lord Jagannath on his head to the temple. He wants to know two things. He wants to know what the dream means. I'm repeating, but I'm not a tape recorder. So, can you let me finish the sentence? He wants to know if Krishna is really present in the dream. The part about what the dream means, I'm not qualified to explain dreams, so that you have to sort out with someone else. But is Krishna really present? Yes, whenever we get the darshan of Krishna, he's present. Yeah? Krishna is present in his picture, Krishna is present in his deity form, Krishna is present in his dream form. Whenever we dream of Krishna, he's present. Now, the point is there, to what extent are we able to perceive that presence? Just like Sri Sri Radharadhanath are present, but to what extent are we able to perceive that presence? Since we are still conditioned souls, we may not fully appreciate that the Supreme Lord is here on the altar, otherwise we wouldn't be so casual. So, in the same way, one may dream about Krishna, and Krishna is present, but we are not yet fully perceiving the presence of Krishna. Yeah, So according to our level of advancement, we will perceive him differently. Therefore, when great devotees, you see, like great devotees, they had dreams. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami had a dream of the Lord, of Lord Nityananda, he became so overwhelmed with ecstatic emotions. And then Lord Nityananda gave him an instruction, and he took that instruction to so much to heart that it became a life-changing experience. So that's like one way of perceiving Krishna. Really, for him, that dream was a full darshan of Krishna. For us, we may have such a dream, but then life goes on also on our, where we struggle with the modes of material nature. I don't know the full import of your dream, but it's auspicious to carry Lord Jagannath on your head to the temple. Why you were carrying him to the temple, I don't know. Can only speculate, and I don't know. Why would you want to go to the temple if he's in the temple? You thought after the dream. He also comes out of his temple, and then the temple is very dark. So, he always wants to go to Vrindavan. Yeah, very nice to dream of Krishna. Very nice. Yeah. Vrindavan is a state of pure consciousness, and how is that? Well, we find that Jiva Goswami is explaining that in the Bhakti Sandarbha. He's explaining that Vrindavan is not a place. It's not just a place. It is also a state of consciousness. One cannot just go and buy a ticket to Vrindavan and enter Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is always covered by a layer of yoga maya. And this layer of yoga maya, Krishna's illusory energy, makes it look like an ordinary place. And therefore one can only through devotional service and surrender to Krishna perceive Vrindavan. And the more one becomes surrendered to Krishna, and the more one is totally, purely dedicated in devotional service, the more one will see Vrindavan. Otherwise, one will only see the covering of Vrindavan. Therefore, Vrindavan is also a state of consciousness. When one has that pure mood of pleasing Krishna, then one can see actually the Dhamma in its full glory. Otherwise, we see only the external covering of the Dhamma. But through that covering, because the Dhamma is so potent, Krishna reveals so many things. So even although we are not pure, when we are in Vrindavan, it's not just covered. No, through that covering comes so many impressions, spiritual impressions and inspiration. Therefore, even when we conditioned souls are in Vrindavan, we still get so much inspiration in Vrindavan, and we feel Krishna's presence so strongly. Although we're not fully perceiving Vrindavan, still, even we can immediately experience Vrindavan is not an ordinary place at all. Very transcendent. Okay. Namah.
Well, imagine that we cannot order for kirtan, but sometimes I hear people say, fake it until you make it.
Fake it until you make it. Fake it until you make it. Okay. You know, this in sadhana bhakti, right, in devotional service, in practice, we are trying to act according to devotional qualities, which we may not yet have. We try to act humble, although we are not yet humble. We try to act enthusiastic, although we're not always enthusiastic. And yes, so this helps us to develop such qualities. It's not enough. The other aspect is the mercy. We need mercy to get these qualities, to actually realize these qualities. So to get real lasting enthusiasm is not only about endeavoring very hard, but we also need mercy. And then we may get that lasting enthusiasm. So we must endeavor very enthusiastically and be very eager for the mercy of the Vaishnavas, the mercy of the Lord in various ways, by serving and so on, any type of mercy. Be very eager, because through mercy and endeavor combined, we get that realization. Okay, this is it. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada.